This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats wanted a seven-year-old, this woman wanted a seven-year-old boy to have a sexual transition. And then they wonder why we want to stop him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I tell you guys all the time, my loyalty, if you want to call it that, to the Republican Party is based on one thing. They freed my people. Other than that, I don't care about Democrat, Republican, Independent. Call yourself whatever you want. I'm a pragmatist. I look at life through the lens of good and evil, right and wrong, end of story. I don't look at it based on color, sexuality, how you have sex, nothing. Gender, I guess I've probably covered that. Religion, whatever. If you are an individual and you want to let live and let live, I'm cool with that. I'm even cool with Muslims in that respect. If you want to live and let live, I don't care. I don't even want to say freaky religions, because it's your religion. You can do what you want with it. But there are religions that differ from the way that I think. I don't care. It's okay. As long as you don't want to hurt me. As long as you don't want your religion to have preferential treatment over mine. You know, I don't have any problem with gay people. I think it's weird. I do. I think it's weird. I say this to my gay friends. I find it weird that you would be attracted to the same sex. But you obviously find it weird that I'm attracted to the opposite sex. So I don't take offense that you find me weird. There's just more weirdos on my side than on your side. So if we're just doing raw numbers and weirdos, there are more heterosexuals than there are homosexuals, which means that we, because of the greater numbers, your weirdness, you're more weird than we are because we have the numbers. But we could both be considered weird, and I wouldn't take offense. There are more white people in America than black people, at least currently. Or let's say I go to the great Northwest, right? I go to Minnesota where there aren't that many black people. And they're like, he kind of looks weird because he's got a funny color. And I go, you look weird because you got a funny color. And he goes, yeah, Kevin, but we outnumber you, so you're more weird than we are. Okay. I'll go with that. I'm weirder than you. Now, I'm going to go run my business. You go run your business. We cool? Yeah, we're cool. Yeah, that's how I look at it. It's just everybody's got their peccadillo. You may like curling as a sport. I happen to watch curling. I find it interesting. And that's weird. I'll be brutally honest that when I'm watching the Winter Olympics, I enjoy curling. I don't know why. I've never played it, but I enjoy it. Now, as far as black people, stuff that black people do, that is considered weird. I accept. I'm weird. But you're never going to get me legislating. You need to give special treatment to black people that like curling. I don't care if you know, it's my little cross to bear. Anyway, back to this seven-year-old. The world had gone mad because the judges ruled that this divorced father who wanted to stop his son's sexual transition that his mother was doing, that he couldn't do that. Now, as we discuss this story of this little boy, I want you to understand that a trans man to woman that still had his male naughty bits was suing a salon for not wanting to wax his scrotum. I want you to understand the crazy world that we live in, where you could be put in prison in California and likely elsewhere because you didn't use the right pronoun, or you did not gender identify with somebody to claim they were whatever, whatever. We could all end up in prison over this nonsense. This is the world we live in. Now, the father, a guy named Jeff Younger, when his son was 4 years old, took a video of him saying, "Mommy tells him he's a girl, paints his fingernails, and puts him in dresses." This kid doesn't want this. This man wants sole conservatorship of James against his ex-wife, a lady named Ann Jorgulis, And the kid was 3 years old, and he said he noticed the changes in his son. He says, "You're a boy, right?" Mr. Younger asked his son in the video. "No," James responds, "I'm a girl." "Who told you you're a girl?" his father asked. "Mommy." Mr. Younger says, "When did she tell you you were a girl?" "Because I love girls." "Oh, I see. So mommy told you you're a girl." "Mm-hmm." The child tells Mr. Younger that his mother puts dresses on him, buys him headbands, hair clips, paints his nails because he likes nail polish. "So mommy put you in a dress and put nail polish on you," Younger says. "Yeah." He says, "Mm-hmm." He says, "And what does mommy tell you?" "She tells me that I'm a girl." This is bizarre. This woman, we shouldn't be letting this little boy have a sex change. We should be putting this woman in some sort of therapy. I don't care. Look. I've seen effeminate little boys. They you know, they have characteristics where you're like, okay, a little boy there, he's probably going to be gay. But it's okay to let him figure things out later on in life. Now, the argument is going to be, well, first of all, Kevin, how do you know? I don't know any more than you, but I no, and don't bring me psychological experts and all that. I pretty much have my own opinion about it, and I don't think seven-year-old boys should be making decisions about sexual transition. I don't believe that. I believe that they need to wait. By the way, I was telling, I think it was my aunt. I was telling her, I said, the people that, because she's 76 years old, she doesn't know about transgender. She's like, well, what is that? Explain that to me. So I explain, you know, how that men go to women and then how they cut the penis and insert it. And then when women go to men, they extend the, I don't know what you call it, whatever. They make a little penis out of whatever they've got to use down there. And she was like, holy crap. I mean, she felt like she was so out of touch. And I go, no, we grew up in, you know, she's 76. She grew up in a much different world than there is today. And I said, and then it's all hormonal and all these other things. But I said, these days, you don't even have to get rid of your naughty bits. They just give you hormones. And guys are dominating women in these sports. And yada, yada, yada. But look, the point is that people are making these transitions later in life. And I think you're screwed up if you believe that you are a woman in a man's body. Or vice versa. I feel sorry for you because I know there's something in your brain that feels that way, the same way an anorexic feels fat when they're practically starving themselves to death. But, you know, a seven-year-old shouldn't be making these decisions. And a good parent would not allow this to occur. Anyway, the father said that his ex-wife was putting my son into timeout. She would lock him in the room and say that monsters only eat boys. I mean, this is an attack on manhood. If this were some, I don't even know what the difference would be if it was a girl being forced to be a boy. But, you know, I don't, who knows? Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I just wanted to cover this because I hadn't talked about it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Quoted from George Orwell, his book 1984, every statue and street building has been renamed, every date has been altered, in a process continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. And the party he's talking about is the single political party that runs this country, that probably runs the world. I never read 1984, so I can't speak specifically to it, but I bet many of you have. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about today. Much of it is going to be about how we decide our future. Do you want a decision in our future? The future of the world. Not just the future of America, the future of what, you know, we're going to face, what your kids are going to face. What I learned when I was a management consultant after I left was I wasn't leaving the big leagues to go do something small when I started my little bitty organization called the Black Sphere. I was leaving this world that now has companies with a market cap of over $1 trillion that I thought was huge. I mean, I was jet setting, man. I was in Paris and London and China, you know, various cities within China. Lived there for a while and had a blast. Learned a ton. Things that, quite frankly, are part of the reason why you listen to this program, because I'm giving you some of my experiences. Because people, they, and of course, black don't crack because they think I'm young. But they're like, how do you have all these experiences? Well, I am relatively young to have these experiences, but I really did live this vibrant life. I got to see the world through eyes that most people don't. I'm trying to do that with my own kids who, you know, three of them are grown and I have one that's left. But anyway, I left that and I go into the business of, get this. I leave companies that have a $1 trillion market cap, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I left management consulting, and I could go back into it, and I could be dealing with the Amazons and the Facebooks and all these guys, the Apples of the world. But you know what I'm dealing with? I'm dealing with a company that has a market cap of 25% of the world economy. That is America. Now, if you think the problems were big inside of British Petroleum or Exxon or Caterpillar, look at the problems inside of America. And I'll ask you, you get a chance to set the future of that. See, you may own some stock in a company, and if you own enough, you can predict, you can help to set the future. But most of us don't own enough stock for a company to give us any kind of credence. But you do own stock in America. And you can maximize the value of that stock by siding with people that think like you. And see, there's a small percentage of people that are dictating what our company does, that company being America. A small percentage. Charles Love, who's my assistant executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, was featured on Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, congratulations, Charles. And then he went on to Martha McCallum's show and ultimately Shannon Bream. And he was talking about a small percentage of people. We see all these people out there protesting and doing stuff, and you think, man, this country's in turmoil. Well, it is to a degree. But there's 98% of us who are doing very little. Charles argues that while these virtue signaling white people are talking about the number of blacks that are killed and what's going on in the black communities, they don't understand the overwhelming number of people in the black community are really very happy. The problem is the message they keep getting from others is they shouldn't be happy. And I'll hearken back to Joe Biden, who made the comment to Charlemagne the God when he was asked, how are you doing, Charlemagne? And he says, I'm black, blessed, and highly favored. And Joe Biden said, no, you're not. Your black people are oppressed. And Charlemagne said, you know what, Joe? You're right. I'm not happy. I would have jumped Joe Biden so fast, it would have made his head spin. I would have said, listen up, former Vice President Joe Biden, nobody tells me how to think. I am happy. And you don't know enough about the black community to speak about us as a whole. You can identify a problem here and there. That's a problem across the entirety of America. Don't speak for us. But Charlemagne the God didn't have enough sense to say that. And there's a reason for that, too. So I'm asking you this. What part of the future do you want to play in? And how do you think the future looks so far? And as you consider that question, I want you to understand where we are presently, because we are supposedly winning. We are winning. Think about it. Donald Trump said, you're going to win so much you get sick of it. Do you feel that way? In the time of Trump, folks, we have pushed back on most of the leftist agenda. We pushed back on Obamacare. We pushed back on stupid border issues, stupid trade stuff, the devaluing of our currency, stealing of our intellectual property, getting our partners to pay their fair share, getting out of stupid wars, and I could name a host of other things that we have just pushed liberals back, leftists back into a corner. But I'll ask you this, do you feel like you're winning? I'll let you stew on that for a little bit. Because I'm going to tell you something. I would understand it if you said, I don't. Now that you mention it, Kevin, I don't feel safe in cities. I feel stupid wearing this mask. I feel stupid being told when my kids can go back to school and when they can't. They're still taking my taxes out. I feel stupid about the ability to run my business. Am I going to be able to run my business in the next month or 2 months if they decide they're going to do another woo-flu something? Well, I don't know that I'm winning. I don't feel like a winner. Well, I'm going to do what I can to plant a few ideas in your brain today to hopefully change that perception. And what I want to really do is I want to show you that some of the things that look like you're losing are not necessarily losses. They're the calm before the storm. And these losses that you think are losses may actually be wins. So again, I say, there's a lot to digest. I could take any one of these subjects and dive into it in such a way. And by the way, before I even finish that statement, I want to say this. I have a researcher. He listens to the program religiously. And he's got others, many others too. His name is Dave. Great guy. Can't do my work without him. And I would say, Dave will come. He'll give me feedback on his show. He says, Kevin, today's show, you were so deep. You really broke this thing down. That is exactly what I want to try to accomplish every day. When I feel like I haven't done that, I actually feel bad. Because I feel like that's why you're here. I don't want to tell you what's more the same. In fact, I don't even think, you know, to Melissa's point, my lady, she will always say, don't preach. Now, I try not to preach. I try to give you enough of a morsel of something that you think for yourself. Because I believe in you. I know you're smart people. So where do we start is where I wanted to go here. Where do we begin? Do we begin with mask? Because I'm going to talk to you about mask again. I've had multiple conversations about mask, and I think most people know how I feel about them. But there's an Orwellian principle in those masks, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, you can do what you want. You can be one of the sheep, or you can decide you're going to be a warrior about it. Can't do it now. I got to come back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is down to 6.9% following the latest jobs report. The Labor Department says 638,000 jobs were added in the month of October. Analysts were only predicting 530,000 jobs to be added. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes.
Glad the economy's coming back. There's still hardship out there. I get that. When you see 6.9% unemployment down from whatever, 14.5% 6 months ago, America's going back to work. I think our policies have been very sound, and I'm glad folks are going back to work.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has a slim lead in Georgia over President Trump. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying, though, there will be a recount. Georgia also waiting for up to 8,000 military ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News. Nancy Pelosi will seek another term as Speaker of the House. Pelosi wrote her Democratic colleagues and says she is running with the utmost respect for the diverse viewpoints of our Democratic caucus, the gravity of this role, and the urgency of the challenges ahead. Many House Democrats are not happy about losing seats in this week's election. One NFL team's pockets are a little lighter after violating COVID protocols. Dan Naraki has more from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face, the fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders. You know, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic. That one pair of shoes that you've stolen from Foot Locker is not going to change your life, but it is a symbolic taking. And so when we think about what the social contract was and who created it, it is that if you follow the rules, if you do the right things, then you will be able to access an equal society. And that has never been true for Black Americans, and particularly for the lowest income, most segregated Black Americans. So you cannot regularly not include them in the social contract, regularly violate the promises that this country makes to Americans, and then at this moment in time say, well, you should abide by the laws and the rules of our country because that's the right thing to do. There's no reason to expect that people who have regularly been left out will comply with this right now.
I keep playing the same clip because I want you to understand what Nicole Hannah-Jones thinks about the Black condition. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. For those of you who missed it, you leftists, you brain-dead morons out there that occasionally listen to the program, the previous segment was sarcasm. Yeah, the idea that white people have stopped Black people from doing anything, becoming anything. The number of things that we dominate. You know what we don't dominate, what Black people do not dominate? We do not dominate in critical thinking. Because if we did, we would stop complaining and we would take advantage of the best country in the world. But here's Nicole Hannah-Jones, who says, no, America was founded in 1619, built on the backs of slaves, and we now have a social contract that doesn't allow for Blacks to do anything. We can't be successful in anything. I mean, I want you to understand the level of pessimism you have to have the millions of examples around you of Black people being successful, happy, pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness per the Bill of Rights, and they can't see it. For her, it's dense as fog. Can't see her own hand in front of her face. She says, you're asking people whose communities have been looted for decades, schools, amenities, daily degradation, predatory lenders. So when we loot and when we steal, it's symbolic. For the record, folks, we got a lot to talk about. I'll be talking about this whole Senate hearing. I'm not going to be a one-trick pony, but I do want to teach you something about the craziness of black leftism and leftism in particular, because it is the white enablers that have completely poisoned the minds of people like Nicole Hannah Jones to the point where they can't even see straight. They can't even make logical sense of any of this. They can't do any kind of critical thinking, because if they did, they would go, wait a minute, how can I be talking about Louis? You would think we were in the time of Jim Crow and black people are getting German Shepherds sicked on them and water cannons every time we leave the house. Of course, cops are trying to kill us, if you listen to LeBron, the minute we leave our homes. But LeBron won't tell you, no, black people are trying to kill you the minute you leave your home and the minute you try to come back to it. He won't tell you that. Predatory lenders, everything this woman talks about, every aspect of the black condition, you want to know who set it up? The very people she votes for. The so-called enablers are really slick. Let me tell you what they do. They're like a submissive in a bondage scenario. The submissive really holds the power. They really do. The guy who thinks he's in control because he's the one saying, do this, do that, it's a submissive. They pretend to be submissive. They go, oh, you poor black people, we submit to you. You're a man. Oh, my gosh, you have all these problems. Let us help you with these problems. May I serve you, master? You know who's really the master? That person. That's the one that's coming to you going, Kevin, you poor thing. Man. What? Huh? How can I help? Trust me, their bank account's getting fatter than your bank account when they want to help. They play the submissive role. They're not submissive at all. They are dominating you. They are over the top of you. She's talking about, it's a symbolic theft when they go in and take a TV. It's not going to change their lives if they get those Jordans or whatever. It's symbolic. Yeah, it's symbolic. We're getting something back from the man. Who is the freaking man? Who is the institutional racist that you speak of? We our neighborhoods have been devastated. Decades of it. Schools and amenities. Who put you in those schools and amenities? Who? See, when they are forced to answer that question, they know it's themselves. They vote for the very people that put them into those things. Won't even give another person a shot. Oh, I know. Charlemagne the God, he had Joe Biden on. And what did Joe Biden do? He punked him. You ain't black. When I was growing up, if a white dude had said that to you, we would have been going to blows. He would. Luckily, Joe Biden was on Skype. They had to pull, the dude, Secret Service would have to pull a black dude off of Joe Biden for saying, you ain't black. How dare you? You old decrepit, brain-dead, moron, white boy. Shut up. That's what I would have told him. I would have had zero respect for Joe Biden in that call. I would have said, I would have been deferential to this point. With all due respect, you're a freaking moron. That would have been my word. You don't get my vote. And you certainly ain't getting it with a statement like that. And I hope the 4 million people that listen to my program feel the same way. I'm pretty sure they do, brain-dead Joe. Joey Fingers. It's talking about predatory lending. She says, if you follow the rules, you should. She says, we believe that if we follow the rules, black folks, that we would have equal access in society. But that's not for blacks. And then she makes a distinction. I'm talking about the lowest level of blacks. Let me tell you something, Nicole Hannah Jones. The lowest level of society rarely has equal access to anything. You think people living on the street, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, you think they have equal access to everything? Of course not. If you want to tell me that the average person living life, going out, doing a job, etc., doesn't have access to everything, I'll call you a liar. They may not want it. They may not know how to get it. But let me tell you something. In America, you can figure out how to get whatever you want. I told my kids a very simple thing. I said, I'll give you ways that you never have to worry about getting a job. Never. I'll tell you. I'll share it with you. Most of you that know, that listen to the program, you've probably heard me say this. I said, I can guarantee you in a job interview how you get a job. You want to know what it is? You ready? You go in. You do your research on the company. You're prepared. And when you meet with HR, you say, here's what I've learned about your company. You have a problem in this area. If you will give me an opportunity in this area, and you, I will work for minimum wage for the period of 90 days where you can hire or fire me. If I'm able to solve that problem or show that I'm moving in the direction of getting that problem solved, and I can show you the level of work ethic that I'm going to bring to your organization, will you then consider a salary commensurate with my, you know, with my performance? I said, that'll get you a job. Now, if you're lucky enough to talk to the CEO of the company and you say this to him, sir, I've studied your company. I see a few areas where I believe I can be of assistance. Here's a couple that I've outlined. If you will put me in any one of these roles, I will absolutely promise you, and by the way, same thing, for whatever money that beyond, you know, minimum wage or wherever you decide, I will take that job for that position for 90 days. You can evaluate my performance. If I'm performing to the level that you deem appropriate, please keep me on, and I will figure out ways to ultimately solve that problem. If not, we will agree at that time that it's been a great opportunity to have a shot, and I'll move on. I said, I don't know. I know a lot of CEOs. I don't know of one who would not give you a job, who wouldn't say, you know what? I don't know whether we have a problem in that area or not, but I'm going to bring you on, and we're going to figure something out. But see, black kids are taught victimhood and, you know, all this stuff that's going on with George Floyd is all about victimhood. And here's what's funny. While the Senate hearings are going on, we're talking about the highest level of criminality being perpetrated on one of America's most iconic citizens, Donald Trump. And these clowns are talking about police brutality at the black level. You're watching police brutality at the highest level that's completely being overlooked. Because it's a rich white man. If this were happening to Obama, they'd be tearing apart the Department of Justice. They'd be outraged. We would want to have hearings. Every white leftist on the planet would want to get to the end of it. But they won't here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits must be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type together at a certain time of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is how we do every day. Keep grinding, and if you want to come and
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about a guy named Matthew K., and they say he's a co-founding teacher at a school called Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia. And this guy has essentially said that homeschool or virtual teaching, they don't call it homeschooling, they call it virtual classrooms. Because they're still the teachers, right? You have to be the supervisors of it all, but they're the teachers. So these homeschooling parents now, the virtual assistants, if you will, unpaid assistants, the slaves to the system, are a concern for him. Because he says You know, we've got this sort of environment for kids that we've set up to where we don't have to worry about what they see, what, you know, other people looking in on what we teach. And the first thing he says, it's going to have all these spectators in the same room. We're not going to be sure who's overhearing. What does this do for our equity inclusion work if too many people overhear what the plot is for us around equity and inclusion? They may not like what we have to say. They may find it racist. And then the second part, he says, how many of these students have depended on the secure? It's for the students, right? They need the security because it will encourage their vulnerability. They may come out at school as opposed to their parents. And he says the it'll ruin their what happens here stays here policy. Doesn't it make you feel good to know that the education system has a what happens here stays here? So you as the parent don't get to know about it. But guess what happens at your house if something happens there? Do you think it stays at your house or do you think somebody calls Child Protective Services on you? But no, the school wants that level of protection. But he goes on because Matthews K, he's a race expert. He admits that he's comfortable talking about race. And he concedes other concerns. And here's what his comment was. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in this no walls environment, I am most intrigued about the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in an honest conversation about gender / sexuality. No walls environment. No walls, but no peeking. At least no peeking by parents who want to know what's going on in the lives of their children, in the education of their children. I mean, there's so many nuances here because essentially what this guy is saying is it ain't your child. Don't think this is your child. And what of his description of involved parents? He refers to parents who pay attention to their children's educations as helicopter / snowplow parents. And the implication of that is that these parents should leave the education to the experts. Stay out of our way. What are you doing helicoptering in and hovering over the curriculum and what we're teaching your kid? Don't you trust us? As we expose your child's vulnerabilities in their safe environment where we have don't tell anybody. What happens here stays here. That's Vegas too, isn't it? Yeah. Still, the worst part of this conversation revolves around the potential undoing of the teacher's lessons on gender / sexuality. That's what got me. I'm going to read it again. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in the no walls environment, because he's saying they're going to be seeing me talk about this. He says, I'm most intrigued by the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in honest conversations about gender and sexuality. So you are not prepared to deal with honest conversations about gender and sexuality. You're not equipped for it. They are. They've learned this. See, aside from getting their teacher certificate in, I don't know, math or engineering or whatever, they're also trained in the art of gender and sexuality. You are not. What could you possibly know? You don't have a degree. Now let's look at the last comment thread where he admits that conservative parents represent his chief concern. Matthew Ray says this, and while conservative parents are my chief concern, I know the damage that can come from the left too. If we are engaged in the messy work of destabilizing a kid's homophobia or transphobia, how much do we want their classmates' parents piling on? Now that one was a really interesting comment because it's deeper than it looks. He admits much more, folks. He intimates that the school colludes with the left and agrees with leftist ideology. And he doesn't need leftists piling on because his school is already firmly entrenched with the leftist agenda. So he is concerned that conservative parents are going to look at his agenda and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But what could upset the apple cart is if too many leftists let the cat out of the bag that they all agree and he agrees with them. What he's telling us, people, is this. I got this. We're already jacking with these kids. And the parents don't know. And we've set up an environment where they can be vulnerable. It sounds like Scientology. Tell me all your secrets and then I'll use them against you. So that we set up the vulnerability of these kids and then we tell them, don't tell anybody. Don't you dare go tell your parents what we're doing. And that's good for them. Now, my question came, and I'll cover some more of this in just a bit, but who is this guy? And here was from his website promoting his book. Matthew Ray is a proud product of Philadelphia's public schools and a founding teacher at Science Leadership Academy. He believes that any teacher who's willing to put in the hard work and reflection can, through practice of discrete skills, learn meaningful race lead meaningful race conversations. Driven by his conviction, he is passionate about designing professional development that teachers find valuable. So he's a founding teacher at the Science Leadership Academy. And he teaches meaningful conversations about race. And he wrote a book called Not Light, But Fire. How to Lead Meaningful Race Conversations in the Classroom. Meaningful. Let's look at that word for a bit. Meaningful. Meaning one-sided race conversations. Black is good, white is bad. That's the conversation that he wants to lead. Black, let me not empower you. Let me demoralize you. Whites, same thing. When they talk about leading meaningful conversations in race, to make meaningful demoralizing and you'll have it nailed. Inquiry-driven race discussions is what he talks about. Inquiry-driven race discussions from one perspective. Now, as a person with degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, I have a difficult time understanding what the heck race has to do with teaching anything outside of maybe sociology or something like that. What does race have to do with engineering? What does race have to do with math? What does race have to do with physics or chemistry? Do chemicals react differently in the body of blacks versus whites? Is physics any different on the bodies of blacks versus whites? Is math applied any differently in the black community than it is in the white community? Explain it to me, because I'm really curious. None of this has any involved, should it be involved, be taught at our schools whatsoever. And this Science Leadership Academy, it's their focus. It isn't. Show me where he's... I didn't even hear physics, calculus, science, math. I didn't hear anything at all about curriculum. The only thing this guy's concerned about in his curriculum of teaching kids from the Science Leadership Academy is race, gender, sexuality. Those are the issues. Diversity and equity, inclusion, etc. That's it. Now, if that works for you, if you're okay with that, okay, fine. I'm not going to get upset with you. If that's all you care your kids learn, that's on you. But if I send my kid to the Science Leadership Academy, I don't want you teaching them about race, sexuality, gender issues, any of it. I want you to teach them math and science. And maybe a little bit about, you know, using the King's English. But for the most part, teach them about the things that are practical. The things that are universal. This is unbelievable. America, you better wake up. Schools no longer teach. They indoctrinate. And the people who call themselves teachers or educators are nothing more than indoctrinators. The education system needs to switch. It needs to go from this decades-old social engineering madness that started in the late 70s, and it needs to return to teaching. We have plenty of evidence that these tactics are of no use in society.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.